Okay, so we're going to go on to chapter 9, Lucky Bunny. Remember the last time we read, Sheldon couldn't keep his mouth closed. Every time he saw an Easter egg, he would holler he saw one, and then you know what happened? May swooped right in and took it. So now she's got three eggs, and May's got three eggs, and Sheldon and Junie B have zero. So let's see what's happening. Chapter 9, Lucky Bunny. Sheldon found three more eggs. May swooped all of them. Every time she swooped, she shouted her head off. Four, four, now I have four. Five, five, now I have five. Six, six, I just got six. Six was Sheldon's limit, apparently. He stomped to my tree stump and threw his empty basket in the grass. That's it, I'm done. I'm not looking for one more egg for that girl. Let her find her own stupid eggs. I quit, he said. May came chasing after him. No, Sheldon, no, you can't quit. You can't. Come on, we're a team, she said. We're Team May. Sheldon did a huffy breath at her. No, we're not. We're not Team May, he grouched. I'm an egg finder, and you're some creepy swooping bird girl who steals them. May's mouth opened real shocked. I did not steal your eggs, Sheldon Potts. Those eggs were still in the grass when I picked them up. Just because you saw them first didn't make them yours, she said. Picking them up is what makes eggs yours. Sheldon started to yell back. Then he stopped and looked at me. Shoot, he said. I think she's got a valid point there. May smiled real smuggy. Thank you, Sheldon, she said. You're not welcome, he said back. And I'm still not looking for any more eggs, May. I'm still quitting. May was not expecting that development. She started to sputter. But you have to look for more eggs, Sheldon. You have to. Just a couple more eggs and I can win this whole thing, she said. Plus, you still haven't found the golden egg for me yet. Just then, the Nana walked by. May reached out and grabbed her arm. Tell him, Nana. Tell him he can't quit, she said. Sheldon is on my team, and when you're on a team, you can't quit. It's not fair. The Nana looked puzzled for a second. Then she did a little frown and shook her head. Oh my, no. I'm sorry, dear, but there are no teams in an egg hunt. An egg hunt is an individual competition. May did not like her answer. She pulled on the Nana's arm some more. But Sheldon has to help me. He has to. The Nana interrupted her. If you don't let go of my arm, I'm going to give you a swat, dear, she said. May quick let go. Then Nana smoothed herself and walked on. Sheldon laughed real loud. I like that, Nana, he said. I smiled, because I like that Nana too, I said. I nudged him with my elbow. Maybe someday she'll be your Nana-in-law. Sheldon did a loud hoot. After that, we did a high five and a low five and a medium five. Then I scooted over so he could share my tree stump. Lucille spotted us there. Her whole face lighted up when she saw Sheldon. Sheltsy, I've been looking for you. Where's your basket? Did you find the golden egg yet, huh? Did you, Sheltsy? Did you? Sheldon's face went funny. Well, my magic egg shirt didn't work that good, Lucille, he said. I kept finding the eggs, but May kept swooping them. And so now I just sort of, well, you know. May butted her head in. Quitting, she hollered. He's quitting, Lucille. Tell him he can't quit. Tell him right now. Lucille raised her eyebrows. You're quitting, Sheltsy? Why are you quitting? You have to find the golden egg, remember? If you don't find the golden egg, I will have to swim in my pool with someone I don't actually care for. She started to get annoyed. Think of me, Sheldon. You have to think of me. Don't you know anything about being a boyfriend? Boyfriends do not let their girlfriends swim with people they don't care for. Sheldon did not answer. Lucille's face got madder. Sweat came on her head and lip. Well, for goodness sakes, don't just sit there, Sheldon. Go find that egg, she snapped. Then she wiped her sweat on her expensive dress sleeve, and she stomped away. Sheldon watched her go. Finally, he turned and looked at me. My little lamb did not actually handle that well, he said, kind of quiet. He paused for a second. Also, she turned into a sweaty drip ball, he added. Just then, May stuck her head in between us. Come on, Sheldon. You heard what Lucille told you. You have to find the golden egg. Come on, find it right now. Then she grabbed his arm and tried to pull him up, but Sheldon did not budge himself. He shook her off like she was a bug. I admire that style. After that, both of us sat there until the hunt was almost over, and then we started walking back to the picnic tables. Only too bad for me, because I forgot to pick up my hugey big feet, and I fell down in the grass again. And that's when it happened. I saw something gleaming. It was gleaming right in my eyes, I blinked, and I looked again. Then I quick tried to cover my mouth with my palmette, but the words came rushing right out of my lips. The golden egg! The golden egg! I see the golden egg! Man Sheldon looked down and saw it too. For a second, all of us stood there real frozen. And then oof! Woof! Woof! We all dived for it at once and slap, slap, slap. We piled our hands on top. I got it! I got it! I got it! We shouted. Then, suddenly, all of us got very silent, and we stared and stared at our hand pal. My heart started to pound. I stared some more. Then my mouth fell open, and I did a loud gasp. Because the egg was under my giant palmette. That's why. Oh my gosh, I really do got it, I hollered. Sheldon frowned. Are you sure? He asked. He wiggled his fingers to locate himself. Shoot, he said. I was hoping that big paw was mine. I looked odd at him. That was a joke, I hope. Well, at least you beat May, I said, real happy. Beating May is still good, Sheldon. Then, kaboom, May exploded like a firecracker. She yanked her hand off the top of the pile, and she slapped it on the ground. He did not beat me, Junie Jones. Sheldon has 0 eggs, and I have 6. How can you say he beat me, you big dumb bunny? She yelled. That's when I exploded, too. I am not a dumb bunny, May, I shouted back. I am the celebrity of this whole entire occasion. Plus, you didn't even find 1 single egg on your own. And so I will show you how Sheldon can beat you. I will show you right exactly now, in fact. Then, without even thinking about it, I quick slid my palmette off the golden egg, and I let Sheldon's hand drop on top. There! Huh? See, May? See? Now Sheldon has the golden egg, and you don't. And the golden egg is the winner of this whole event, I said. May's eyes got as big as bowls. Sheldon's eyes got big, too. He grabbed the egg in both his hands, and he jumped up like a rocket. May slumped her face in the grass. Then tweet, 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 Banana blew the whistle, and that was that. The egg hunt was over. What do you think about that, guys? The next chapter is chapter 10, called Decisions. We'll read that one tomorrow.